The dream of retiring early and living the life of leisure, well, it's not for everyone. An increasing number of older professionals are choosing instead to delay retirement, continue working, and take on new challenges. Rick Emberly is a Newfoundlander who saw an opportunity in that trend and formed Boomers Plus, a company that matches seasoned professionals with organizations that might need their expertise. We've reached Mr. Emberly at his home in Halifax. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful. So this Boomers Plus, I mean, how common is it to see older workers who've had a successful career and are now interested in working and contributing well past the average retirement age?
Well, the data that's available from organizations such as StatsCan and so on, you're starting to get into north of 50% of people that choose some form of, we'll call it work, post-retirement. There's all sorts of language that's thrown around it these days. The word that we often use, we call it pre-retirement.
I like that. My parents, before they retired, they had a license plate, and they just crossed off the re and had tired there until they actually did retire. So there are many laughs we can have around that. But Boomers Plus offers a virtual advisor program helping leaders through COVID-19. So why is this program so important right now?
Well, I mean, I guess everybody is well aware of the fact that government has been putting money into the system and into the economy in massive quantities over the course of the last year plus, now almost year and a half. And the reality is that cash is not the only solution to a lot of the problems that particularly small, medium-sized businesses are having as a consequence of COVID. So we have a database right now of about 10,000 retirees, most of whom are in Atlantic Canada, but also in Ontario and west of that. And these people are prepared to use their expertise. I mean, they're long-standing, seasoned senior professionals, and we've set up programs now under the heading of the Virtual Advisor Program to give these small businesses access to these individuals. They're essentially mentors, and they're able to advise and consult with these small companies and help guide them through some of the issues that are not just purely cash-related problems as a result of COVID.
Yeah, and are those type of mentorship roles and, you know, roles where experience is so valuable, is that going to help play a role in rebuilding after the pandemic?
I'll be surprised if not, because we already have started an evolution within our organization that we refer to now as the virtual mentor, as opposed to the virtual advisor. The significant difference being that the virtual advisor program is almost triage style. You know, it's a very compressed, if you like, short-term response to the issues. Mentorship arrangements, which have been with us for a long period of time, tend to be much longer relationships, and we're already starting to detect, some feedback, I'll call it, in the marketplace that suggests that there will be a rising demand. We have a relatively, I'll call it, sophisticated pilot underway at the moment, jointly funded by a couple of organizations, including a department within the Nova Scotia government that's specifically designed to evolve or improve, make more sophisticated, whatever, a mentorship-style program.
Cool. Is that in Newfoundland and Labrador as well, or that's an initiative by the Nova Scotia government?
Well, we fashioned it in negotiations with the Nova Scotia government, but it is in fact a pilot, the intent of which is that whatever learning we take from it over the course of the next few months will then roll out across the marketplace. So we'll begin to offer it, hopefully, certainly during the course of the year, we'll offer it, you know, quite broadly, right, certainly across Atlantic Canada and Ontario and maybe beyond.
And Mr. Emberly, as the founder of Boomers Plus, what's going on with Boomers? You know, they seem to be approaching retirement differently than any other previous generation.
Well, again, there's quite a bit of, I'll say, information, quite a bit of research done academically by various kinds of organizations and institutes that are trying to get their head wrapped around it. You know, I think the whole concept of retirement finds its roots back in the days of Bismarck. And, you know, the point was that when, you know, initially when retirement age was set in that sort of 60, 65 time zone, age zone, whatever, that, you know, life expectancy was around that, 60, 65. Well, the reality is now that life expectancy is in the, you know, low 80s at least. And, of course, you know, people, and by the way, this is not often money-driven, if I could just shift gears here for a second. Matter of fact, before we began the business, we interviewed about 1,250 so-called boomers, and money is sort of ranked at about number 3 or 4 on the list of reasons why people would continue to seek some form of employment. Engagement might even be a better word. Beyond the so-called, you know, historic retirement age, a really, really strong sense of wanting to stay connected to their profession and the like, a lot of strong feelings about wanting to either give back to their communities or give back to their profession. And in fact, the third item that just marginally beat out money was I got kicked out of the house.
Sorry, it's real though. I mean, that's a very honest answer.
It is, in fact. And like I say, with people now consistently living upwards of 20 plus years beyond so-called typical retirement age, wanting to stay active and engaged and social, for lots of people, you know, their business world was a big element in their social world as well. So.
Rick Emberly, where can people find out more about Boomers Plus?
Well, simple enough, we've got what we think is a pretty good website. It's literally boomersplus, one word, .com. And it's a very, very simple process to register in there if you fall into that sort of demographic group that we've been chatting about. And there's barely a professional area of any description that's not represented in that database right now, because it increases every day.
It's a really unique idea. Rick Emberly, thank you so much for bringing it to the VOCM Morning Show.
Well, appreciate it, and say hello to all my friends over there.
Absolutely. Will do. Thanks again.